another piece of activism I had has been around housing in New York City. And I worked at Housing Works, which gave shelter, which gave apartments to those who were homeless with HIV and AIDS. This next song coming up is called Shelter. One morning I was walking in Hell's Kitchen, and the bells rang from a nearby, well, the bell, I heard bells. And I saw a woman with her child, and it was apparent to me that the woman was carrying all of her worldly possessions with her. And I said, oh, the bells, it must be 9 a.m. because that's when the shelters kick you out for the day. And I walked another block and I saw St. Francis Shelter. And this song just came to me. You know, the lyrics and the melody just came to me.
Shelter.
New York is 9 million doors and I ain't got one single key. 9 million doors locked to me. It's 10 to 9 on a Friday morning. St. Paul's Shelter's closing for the day. Church bells ringing says, daughter, be on your way. It's only good if I got somewhere to sleep tonight. It's only good if I got somewhere to sleep tonight. Don't know New York till you live in her street. People walk by not caring, it's you they never will meet. It's only good if I got somewhere to sleep tonight. It's only good if I got somewhere to sleep tonight.
Also from the CD by the Annie Lanzalotto Band called Blue Pill, the song is Shelter, with a whole lot of good folks in there again, cello and drums, and Adil is on guitar and doing the arrangement. Where was that played again? That was live, right?
Shelter we recorded at the Loft in Bronxville, and Lori recorded her cello track in Seattle, and we did some magic wizardry to, you know, merge the track. I didn't do it. The engineer did it. Roy, his name is Roy. He did it.
You mean you don't do the same magic? I mean, I figured, I was pretty sure you were good for magic.
No, I'm good for miracles, but not for magic.
Ah. So, have you ever been homeless?
You know, that's a great question. And you know what the best answer is, which I can't give, but other people can? Well, look, the oldest movement on this continent is living in the woods, right? Isn't that the oldest form of shelter? And now there is a movement that I'm aware of, it's probably been around for a lot longer than I'm aware of survivalists, so people learning again how to build shelter in the woods and to live with the land. So if you're talking about paying rent in Manhattan, yes, I've been homeless. But if you're talking about, I guess, a spiritual answer, no. And I've been blessed with friends and family who, when in times of great illness or in times of great hard-headedness about doing my writing, I am given shelter.